Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you are nannying a child with allergies, understand that it can be embarrassing.
Yeah.
And never, ever, ever make them feel ashamed for you having to do extra work to keep them safe. Mm-hmm. That is your job.
Yeah, you should. And you should take honor and pride in that and tell them when they are feeling nervous about it. You say, you know what? I like doing this because I love you and I want you to be safe. I'm so happy to do this. I just care about you. And that makes them, it takes that feeling of being a burden off of the child and makes them feel like what you're doing is out of an act of love. And really, it should be.
Yes, it should be. Mm-hmm. An EpiPen or an Avacue, both of those do not stop the allergy. Mm-hmm. They only buy you 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to Epi again.
And sometimes you have to Epi again, which is why they come in two packs. Mm-hmm. And you should always carry around both.
Yes.
Never think that, oh, there's two here because whatever. I'll only take one.
Right.
Always carry around both.
And when you call 911, you need to ask for an ambulance with epinephrine.
And you need to call 911.
Immediately.
Because it buys you 15 minutes and then the second one buys you another. So you have 30 minutes, which sometimes.
And some people think that it's fine. The family that I nannied for with allergies, they had allergy action plans, which I highly recommend asking about if you're with a family with allergies. And they kept them on the inside of their kitchen cabinets, and it said what they were allergic to, what their plan was with their doctor. And one of them, so sometimes people Benadryl, and their doctor actually recommended not doing that because it can mask the signs of a serious reaction and you don't know if you need to epi. But sometimes, because they were so severe, if you wanted to give them Benadryl and then epi them immediately.
Right.
And their theory was, when in doubt, epi them.
Yes.
Because it can turn very dangerous very quickly.
And when in doubt, go ahead and go to the hospital.
Oh, absolutely.
Which brings us to some resources that you can use to go educate yourself to better take care of the kids you're nannying or yourself if you have allergies and you don't know about these websites. You're welcome. So there is foodallergy.org is a really, really great one. They have a lot of really good information and it's well put and resources. They have your food allergy field guide.
It's like, so you have a kid with food allergies, huh? And they talk about all of like what you need to know, how to avoid certain foods, how to avoid cross-contamination, how to eat out with food allergies, what to tell, you know, friends and neighbors. So it's a really great resource. I think it's like 25 pages or something. It's a little light reading for you. certainly not a novel, not War and Peace or anything, but it's definitely worth a read. Additionally, I would say continue to talk to the doctors of the children, if you're allowed to, or if the parents, you can ask them questions. You know, I asked too, like, I can't remember what it was, but I asked the mom something and she went back and talked to the doctor and she was like, oh, that is an issue. Oh. And we found out too through that, it was hand sanitizer. Oh, it was the hand sanitizer. And I said, does that work too? Or does it have to be soap and water? I asked about, you know, if I have something, do I need to brush my teeth? Do I need to mouthwash? Should I wipe down my face? Like, what should I do?
Right.
And so she had like a big list of like how it can live on surfaces for an amount of time versus inside your mouth versus on the outside. And like hand washing is always number one because it actually washes away the allergen. Wet ones are really good also for in a pinch if you can't wash your hands, wet ones are a good way to remove the allergen. But hand sanitizer actually spreads the allergen around and makes it a more serious issue because you're more likely to encounter it instead of having it in a closed off area or a smaller portion of your space, you just rub it all over your hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't kill the allergen. It just spreads it out.
Right. That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good tip because I think a lot of people are like, hand sanitizer, it kills 99% of germs. And
no allergens.
And no and 0% of allergens. That's really good to know. Another good resource is Peanut-Free Planet. Peanuts being one of the biggest, most serious allergens out there. But the Peanut-Free Planet actually has stuff for a lot of different types of allergies. Right. It's not just peanuts.
Right.
And they have it broken down by baking ingredients and bread and chocolate bars and crackers and all these different things. And they have a classroom where you can learn more and things like that. And so that one, and they have seasonal and gift certificates. So that if you have a kid and with allergies and you're looking for safe things to buy them, they guarantee the safety of their products.
That's wonderful.
If they say that it doesn't have something in it, it 100% has never even seen the light of day in the same room as that allergen.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.